Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going on to Trump. Unfortunately, we're going on to Trump. He never dies. Silver stake in his heart, but he never dies. Something just came out that is this really beyond belief. I've said this before about him, but this is really beyond belief. It turns out that towards the end of his rope, that he had discussed in the Justice Department firing Rosen. He was the temporary AG after Barr stepped down, firing Rosen and putting in a guy named Clark, a real lowlife, a bottom feeder, who is totally subservient to Trump. And Clark would author a letter saying there had been fraud in the Georgia election, sending it to the Georgia legislature, telling them to revoke their certification of the election results because there might be indictments coming down and certainly some very stern findings coming down. And the idea that that would start a snowball and people would get scared in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona. Absolutely disgusting, absolutely unconstitutional, and absolutely a felony. And the only thing that stopped it was Rosen. And I've been tough on Rosen. I've been tough on Rosen, started with Sessions and then Barr and then Rosen, tough on them all. I was right about Sessions and Barr, but I was wrong about Rosen. Rosen stood up, good man. He stood up to Trump and he said, no way, Jose. No way, Jose. I'm not going to do it. So Trump started to sneak around to fire him and put in this guy, Clark, a sycophant. What happened then is when word got out, many of the senior people in the Justice Department said, if that happens, we're all resigning. We're going to do it publicly. And they blow the whole thing up. Now, one of the things that's hard to understand, I mean, there's plenty that's hard to understand about Trump, but how he thought that A, he could get away with this, and B, that it would make any difference is beyond belief. The minute that came out, there would be litigation in Georgia, would go to the U.S. Supreme Court. They would overturn this attempt. And Georgia itself isn't enough to change the election anyway. They were gravy. They were cherry on the sundae. They were ice cream on the pie. We already had Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. And the idea that this crazy scheme could work and then ripple somehow with some legitimacy over five other states. Trump is emotionally disturbed. I think he's suffering from some kind of mental illness. He's consumed with revenge. It's not enough for him that he had the prestige of being the president for 4 years. I mean, he's one of 46 people now who's been president. Not many people can say that. 46 of them could have said that. And what? That's not enough? That's not enough to soothe his ego? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But that just came out. And now that's going to be the subject of an investigation. And depending on how far along it went, it could be a felony. It could have matured into a felony. Trump may say, well, I was thinking of it. I was thinking of it. Never actually did it. It's called an inchoate crime. Well, some inchoate crimes, I-N-C-H-O-A-T-E, can be prosecuted. And this is one of them. And here's one for you before we go to the lines. This is great. Say it's deer hunting season. You drive along the highway, the DNR props up a fake deer. In other words, just a dummy that looks like a deer. You get out of your car and shoot it, or you shoot it through the window. And you have committed a crime, even though you shot a dummy because you thought it was a real deer. That's an inchoate crime. So I don't want to get too much in the weeds of this. I think we need to go to the lines. Luke, Eastside Dave, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Hello there. Good morning. And it's not too early in the morning for me to hear your ranting. And I said to Dom and Kroot that rant is not a four-letter word. I do it all the time. But anyway, and I have not heard. Yeah, but nobody hears me. But I've not heard that word inchoate for a long time. So that was kind of refreshing. But, you know, I just keep thinking back. Thinking back to what a guy said to me years ago, a guy forgot, and that we need to elect leaders, not politicians, in this country. And you know, Matt, it just seems like half the people, I've said this before, but half the people in this country would seem to be more or less idiots for that reason about voting against your best interests, which they have done. And just somebody who's got a nice name and they're charismatic, like Ron Johnson and what's-his-name Voss. And, well, what have they done for you lately? Let's vote them back in, right? Half the people in this country, yeah, possibly aren't going to wear masks and are going to vote against their best interests. So I despair, my friend, and I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, well, you know, you make a good point. Slight disagreement. I don't think Johnson and Voss are charismatic. I think both of them. But you're right. Somebody's voting for these folks. But here's the thing. In our moments of greatest need, this country has risen to the occasion and has voted for leaders. Abraham Lincoln is the greatest example. We wouldn't have the kind of country we have now if it weren't for Abraham Lincoln. George Washington wouldn't have a country at all. It'd be like Canada. The Queen would still be in our money. The Queen would still be on our money if it weren't for George Washington. And we had Adams, and we had Jefferson and Madison, some very, very good presidents. We had Franklin Roosevelt. We had Harry Truman. Dwight Eisenhower. He kept the peace in the 50s. John F. Kennedy. Ronald Reagan. I didn't agree with him on a lot of things, but basically he held the fort for a long time. Bill Clinton. Everybody loves to attack Bill Clinton. Everybody in the right attacks him because they were afraid of him. They couldn't beat him. And people on the left attack him because they don't know why they've been put up to doing it. But Bill Clinton was a great president, Barack Obama. And I think right now that Joe Biden is the right president for this occasion. So we are capable of getting it right. The other thing is, you know, a lot of people will say, you have and others have said it, that people vote against their own best interests. And that's one way to describe it, but I think it may not give people enough credit. Because before we just casually say, oh, you voted against your own self-interest, I mean, the response can be, how do you know, Jack? I mean, when people vote, they're voting for somebody who maybe stands for 10 or 20 things. They may not like half of them. They may know it's against their own interest, but there are certain things that are deal breakers for them. They're deal breakers for them. And that is what they're voting for. So I think it's a complicated matter, and I think the way to handle it is the way Joe Biden just handled it in this election. He won by a very large margin, 7 million votes, 306 electoral votes, but his margin in some of the swing states was low, 20,000 or so votes in Wisconsin, something like 70,000 or so in a little more than that in Pennsylvania. Georgia, 14,000. Arizona, somewhere around 14,000, a little too close for comfort. But what it shows to me is that people did rise to the occasion. They did rise to the occasion. Dave, thanks very much for calling in. Excellent, excellent comments. So we get back to Trump's scheme, some last minute kick in the groin that he's trying to administer to the country. Can you imagine? Well, I'm going to fire Rosen, put in this Clark, this apparatchik, this servile apparatchik. And he will write a letter to the Georgia legislature saying their election was no good. So that what? They're going to what? Do what? Overturn it? They can't overturn it. What? The Supreme Court gets in and stops it. This idiot, Trump, looks like the idiot that he is. And yet he did it. Anything at the end to lash out is being carried out. And he gets a leg free and tries to kick the guy carrying him out. I mean, that's what, I mean, why are we having to have this conversation about a president of the United States? Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.